It was the early days of radio, and at the time, long wave was believed to be the only radio wave that could travel and bridge such long distances, pulsing and undulating at very low frequencies. Long radio waves move in the vacuum of space. They propagate parallel to the surface of the Earth, following the curvature of the land. Knowing no obstacles, they bend over hills and mountains and propagate beyond the visible horizon. When the Earth's atmosphere is full with the electric power of the sun, lightning and cosmic storm melt with the magnetic field to produce those long radio waves. If you were an electrical particle whose mission is to bring encoded information to the other side of the world, you will choose to travel upon the longest wave with the lowest frequency. Going beneath the surface of the Earth, where no interference could come your way, you will embark upon the dark root of the deepest water. There, in the formless world of creation, carried by the electrical force and the magnetic current, you will become the emissary of light into the underworld. When Julius Maria Luttmann was asked to design Radio Kodvek, the great architect did not leave any details unsought. Far from it. The architect was aware of the importance of constructing the radio transmitter, both practically and symbolically. His ambition was not simply to leave a legacy as the revolutionary architect who built the first concrete Brutalist monument. His personal ambition was to conceive a grand architectural vision that would give life to his fascination for Egyptian mythology. And so, he meticulously constructed Building A as the heart of the transmitting system and the protector of the operation. To artificially generate long radio waves, powers of hundreds of kilowatts are required. The crown hall of Building A was occupied by an enormous motor, a 6,000 Hz generator, a voltage transformer, and a coil transducer. This massive system was capable of producing the enormous power necessary to accelerate and synchronize the electrically charged particles with the magnetic field of the Earth. Once connected to the antenna, the transmitting machine will radiate the waves through space.